out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. crabdiving.com, however, whenever, or your favorite podcasting app, however, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about. Roseanne totally apologizing, and I'm just kidding. It's the opposite. Trump jumping on, making it about him.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit to talk about today. Join us on the social medias and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to get to a tiny little mini storylet real quick. Just I want to mention this. In the old crab diving show, we used to have spontaneous jacker stories, like people that...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, in the great state of Florida, hashtag a Florida man was arrested.
This is on our Facebook, or soon to be. I saw it in the queue.
Tomorrow morning. He was arrested. He was, like, obviously beating off under his shorts. And the cops came up there, and they're like, what are you doing? So I'm just scratching myself. Well, they went to give him
I'm just scratching my heart on.
I'm milking this. And he asked for his name, and he said, my name is James Tiberius Kirk.
Oh, spectacular.
I don't know why that's it. That's a whole story.
I have a feeling, was there substances involved or alcohol?
You know, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I would hope so.
It's funny.
Otherwise, he may need assistance.
Oh, I think he needs assistance, probably. He needs a little help with something.
I got a story. Well, what the hell? We'll start off with whacker stories. I've had this one in the magic
why don't we have
spreadsheet for a while.
Public jacking off theme music. Why don't we have that, Kate? God.
R. Kelly?
No, we used to have that.
Appropriate.
Hey, what happened when we used to do a spontaneous whackers story? Used to put
back
in the
on
gunshots.
The old wrestling networks.
No. That was before when we just did the half hour show.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about.
You
would drop in those fucking gunshots during it. That was funny as shit.
This one.
Yeah, that makes me mad. You guys like that? Anybody listening, you like that? I don't know. I like it.
But there were some school kids in Canada got in big trouble. Military cadets who were getting expelled because they masturbated on a Quran.
God. Oh, my God.
Kind of ties in with our stuff.
Yeah, sure.
The three cadets were expelled from Canadian military. Five others disciplined. Eight people involved.
Good God.
In Quranjack Gate.
I've never, in Quranjack Gate, I've never read the Quran. I mean, is it a girthy enough, lengthy enough book to withstand eight different sets of ejaculates?
I don't know that it might have just been one. Their involvement in a video in which one student masturbated over a copy of the Quran.
Oh,
I don't.
God.
It happened over Easter weekend. Some reports say bacon was also involved.
How so?
You see, I mean, let me guess. These are Christian boys or boys that identify as Christians, bacon maybe?
You're not supposed to eat bacon if you're Muslim, correct?
Right, man, like, and some of the hate crimers have thrown bacon at mosques and shit like that, like hung bacon from the door handles of mosques and stuff.
Listen, Muslims, you're not even supposed to eat bacon if you're a human. That's not good for you, right?
That one's so hard, though. Come up with synthetic bacon that, like, tastes...
Turkey bacon. I love turkey bacon.
Well, but that's still dead animal flesh.
It's turkey.
But, and that's not, that doesn't taste like bacon.
No, no, but, you know, we need a fake pig.
Come up with a crunchy bacon that tastes like bacon and you'll win a Nobel.
Right. We need to grow plants that have meat on them. That way the meat isn't self-aware when you kill it.
Well, we may be able to soon grow meat. And just grow it.
I'm growing meat right now.
So maybe they'll be able to grow synthetic pig meat that we'll be able to then make into bacon.
Would the plants...
Without any real
pigs
offering up their lives.
Because pigs are nice. They're like...
Smart.
They have brains and shit.
Sure. Some pigs are more equal than others.
Right.
Wasn't there an article the other day somebody was comparing it to the Animal Farm?
Animal Farm is so. And hey,
we were disputing that because Trump is no snowball.
No. He's a snowflake.
Literary reference. Sorry for those that don't know the
the
story.
Our listeners know.
It's a great story. Orwell, go read it.
We have smart listeners. We do.
Or better yet, go see a play.
Go see it.
Experience some live theater.
Right.
Give some actors a couple of dollars.
I'm going to go see Animal Farm on Ice this weekend.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that?
Four legs good, two legs bad.
Triple Axel.
That was the one you were in, right?
Oh,
the musical.
That was really good.
In Chicago, back in the day. Yep. Musical theater moment. Okay, we'll check that one off for today, everybody.
Jazz hands, motherfucker.
Go and buy Orwell's book. You can probably listen to it on Audible.
On Amazon,
also, but go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
And same with Audible. Download a book or two. Go through their trial, their free trial. Go to crabdiving.com/audible.
If you don't want to read and just have someone whisper it into your ear,
I think it's awesome.
Does that count as reading? It's not. You're not reading. You're listening. You're not using your eyes.
You're having a story told to you.
Is it as good for your brain? No. Of course,
I don't know
not.
That it's. I don't know.
No. Right. Nothing's better than reading.
I do
book.
A lot of reading between 2 and 4 p.m. Pacific. 5 to 7.
Yay.
Usually of right-wing dick baggery comments.
I hope nobody else does. I hope they're not reading. I hope they're listening to Crab Diving. It's where you get all your news.
Oh, you can read. You know, just give us a download.
No. We want all their attention. Fuck that shit. Don't multitask. Don't second screen.
Oh, you want to clockwork orange their ears for to listen to us? So, I don't even know nobody knows what they were thinking or whatever's going on, but they're getting big, big trubs.
What are we talking about?
The three cadets that one of them, for some reason, felt the need to knock one off on a Koran to defile it.
Why?
Throw bacon on it or something.
Who thought of it? Who thought of that? I'm just wondering, you're sitting around with your
I think there's
friends.
Something else going on, too. I don't.
What do you mean,
somebody wants to jerk off in front of their friends.
Oh, yeah. But to justify it, just be like...
Right. Hey, guys, I got an idea. We all hate Muslims, right? I'm going to knock one off on the Koran. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Why are people so dumb? I mean, why are you so fucking stupid? And quit squirting everywhere, okay? Wow. Jeez.
They're military cadets.
This is a squirter.
It's
military.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but the segue
ejaculate.
I didn't know if I would ever use that story, but the segue was too good. So
yeah,
thanks for teeing that up. No pun intended. Should we do the headlines? See what the lamestream news media seems to find important right now.
Yes.
And then we'll tell them what we think's important.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, May 30th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
You rat bastards.
Oh, Glenn.
God damn it, Glenn.
He's upset we haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah. Well, you're not in, get interesting,
Glenn. He's,
you
yeah, he's, I mean? Nobody wants to dance with him at the prom anymore. He's,
yeah.
He's not in any of the sites that I go to. There's never any Glenn Beck quotes or, oh my God, Glenn Beck said this or yeah. Glenn Beck did this. I guess he's still got his show and everything, but I don't know. With Alex out there, I mean, holy shit. How do you...
I wonder what's going on.
How do you
but he was doing good, and that which makes it so bad.
Glenn Beck probably retired, dude. He's got shit tons of money. He's probably like, fuck it.
No, he's still doing it.
I want to spend some time with my shitty kids. Maybe
most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
That's a good segue too. There's a an Alex Jones drop I didn't play yet.
Oh, really?
One of the new ones. I was waiting for the right moment. But you mentioned Glenn Beck's kids.
Listen,
you know how you always talk about how Alex Jones didn't win full custody of his children.
Good God.
Recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of lost full custody of his children.
That's sad.
And
sad.
In the same night that Trump broke his heart.
Yes.
By bombing Libya. Or no, Syria. Excuse me.
I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break up with me. And the left will make jokes, but this ain't funny, man.
In that same episode.
Yes.
He says this.
Oh, the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back because of who I was part of the time.
Part of the time.
So he says, like my ex-wife says,
the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back because of who I was part of the time.
He says his ex-wife, and then people say to him, oh, you got your kids taken away. And he says, no, they got taken away for who I was part of the time. This is I'm acting.
God. You know, I was reading about all this custody battling. Alex Jones said in this article that what he missed most about tucking his kids into bed at night is that he sits down and before they go to sleep, he always tells them,
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
Don't leave me with daddy. Don't leave me with fucking daddy, okay? Yeah. God damn.
Over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Oh, yes.
Picture of Nosferatu.
Ooh,
sorry, it's Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
And
piece of shit.
It's like Nosferatu if Nosferatu were ill.
Yeah, and racist.
you don't think Nosferatu was... He didn't care what color neck he sucked?
No. I don't think... God, that's interesting. Are vampires racist?
Probably
Why are
some.
Are vampires so racist?
Probably some racist fucking vampires.
Yes.
Giuliani says he might have recused himself from the Russia probe, too.
okay.
The Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer.
God damn.
Trump's lawyer.
That's the best Donald Trump. That's the best he could do.
Said he fully understands why Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. I don't know why they say I'm racist. Maybe it's because of my name.
No, gee, Jeff. You know, Jeff, you're like a hotel clerk for the prison industry. That's all you are, right?
Recused himself from investigations related to Russia.
Russia.
But Giuliani says he might have done the same if he would have accepted the job. He wanted to be Attorney General, I think, or Secretary of State is what the reports were.
Yeah.
And somehow that didn't fly. Trump didn't give him anything.
Yes.
But now Giuliani told the Huffington Post. So he said he would have had the same conflict of interest that Sessions had because they were both major players in Trump's campaign. Although
wow.
He did say, although unlike Sessions, I never met with the Russian ambassador.
Oh, man.
I would have considered it sure.
Listen how crazy this shit is, man.
I told the president at the time, I just didn't know what I would have done.
I'm going to go fuck my cousin.
Trump has been angry at Sessions for failing to protect him from the DOJ. Last night, the New York Times, I think it was, broke the news that, that Donnie at some point had allegedly called in Jeff Bosesh, and I think the story was it was supposed to be a meeting about something else, and Don was like, you need to fucking unrecuse yourself.
Good God.
Unrecuse yourself. Get a hold of this Mueller bullshit. I'm paraphrasing.
I mean, could he even do that?
Well, that's obstruction.
Unrecuse? Yeah.
And the story was also in the New York Times that Mueller's looking into it. That Mueller is allegedly looking into these reports.
Yes.
Of this meeting that Jeff Bosesh had
God.
With Trump, where Trump is like, you need to recuse you. You need to unrecuse. The fuck's wrong with you?
I hope the rest of the planet, you normal countries, maybe like that are civilized. What are some civilized countries out there? Like
Norway, Sweden,
Brazil. Do they have no?
What's
going on in South America?
Argentina's fucked right now.
What a horrible thing.
Brazil's not doing well. Yeah.
What a horrible thing. Kate, get the South American news desk on the line for the crabs.
Yeah, the crab. Los crabs.
Listen, any civilized country. Los crabs. Any civilized country listening to this. South Korea is civilized, right? They have like a normal government and shit. Don't they?
They've had some issues. They just did what we may have to do. They took to the streets in the millions. To have their corrupt as fuck president removed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people should look at this country and think, wow, you're not that far away from having a fucking Nazi dictator lead your goddamn. I mean, it's crazy. He's letting the worst people run our government and loot it. Fascist, racist. Look where we are now. We just had Barack Obama. This should be a fucking
so painful.
This has to be a lesson for this country, or we all take cyanide because good fucking God. So disappointing.
In fact, this morning, you know, after this is how stupid this fucking orange shit burger in chief that we have. How dumb he is. After this report comes out last night.
Yes.
That Mueller is looking into Jeff Bosesh allegedly being told by Don, unrecuse yourself.
As obstruction.
Yes. Michael Schmidt and Julie Hirschfeld Davis reported for the New York Times last night. This is a Mar-a-Lago event.
Oh, yes.
By the time Attorney General Jeff Sessions arrived at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort for dinner one Saturday evening in March 2017... he had already been receiving the presidential silent treatment for 2 days. Well, I think that would be.
I would love that.
Fucking spectacular.
God damn. Donald's not going to talk to me.
So Sessions flew down to Florida because Trump was refusing to take his calls about a pressing decision on the travel ban. So he needed to talk to him for business. And Donnie wasn't talking to him.
No, my God. Because
he's all pissy baby poopy pants over the fact that Sessions recused himself.
And let's not lose fact that this is not good business. They're talking about the travel ban. This is all evil shit.
God, that's south side of Chicago. Just
they said that
that just oozed out
I've
of me.
I've never heard of that. They says.
Yeah, that's a little.
You want to pop?
A little south side of Chicago thing every once
in
a while.
You guys say pop.
You guys?
Pop.
Use guys?
Use guys say pop.
Use guys.
You say pop.
Yeah, pop.
So, okay. Okay. We say Coke down here for everything.
A little judgy.
No. It's interesting. We say yes. Talk about Judgy. I mean, we say Coke.
Soda.
No, we say Coke. What kind of Coke
do
you want?
They do say Coke down
what
here.
What kind of Coke
yeah,
do you want?
I learned that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of Coke do you want? I want a Sprite.
People are also fucking their relatives, though.
No, yeah, well, you know, not intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
I just tripped on her. The
I fell in my uncle.
Yeah. I tripped over the cords to the meth cooker.
The meth cooker.
When Secessions goes down to Florida, here, Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
Because the president's not taking his calls. And right. where do you have to go to meet the president?
Mar-a-Lago,
on
baby.
The weekends.
So wait, taxpayers pay for the fucking lipless, thin-skinned, dick-fuck, racist golem to get on a jet. Yeah. Go all the way down to fucking Mar-a-Lago. Did he take a private fucking jet?
Maybe he rode with Price at the time or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of those
this isn't
beaches.
This isn't recent?
This is March 2017.
Oh, okay.
When they met, Trump was ready to talk, but not about the travel ban.
Ooh.
His grievance was with Mr. Sessions. The president objected to his decision to recuse himself from the Russian investigation.
Yes.
Trump, who had told aides that he needed a loyalist overseeing the inquiry. Well, that's obstruction.
A loyalist.
I need someone loyal to me overseeing the investigation into me. How is that not obstruction of justice?
God, Donald, you really picked the wrong country to run. You did. You could do all of this shit in Russia. You could do all of this shit in Iran. Go there.
Trump berated Sessions, told him he should reverse his decision. An unusual and potentially inappropriate. Potentially.
Yes.
It's fucking inappropriate. Mr. Sessions refused, they write here at the New York Times. The confrontation, which hasn't been previously reported, is being investigated by the special counsel Robert S. Mueller III.
Right. God. How would he recuse himself anyway? I mean, wouldn't that be weird? I mean, he would make an announcement like, I'm going to recuse myself. And then what does he do? He makes another announcement. I'm going to unrecuse myself. And then when people say, why? What would he have said?
I'm going to unrecuse myself and fire Mueller.
Yeah,
I
right.
I mean, golly gee, what is going on there?
But why not do it? I mean, I don't know why that's weird. And I don't even understand why Jeff Bosesh is being so like, why does he care? Why does that fuckface care about doing anything that's right? I don't get it.
They say here, the special counsel's interest demonstrates Mr. Sessions' overlooked role as a key witness in the investigation into whether Trump tried to obstruct the inquiry itself.
Okay.
It also suggests that the obstruction investigation is broader than it is widely understood to be.
I thought the obstruction case was about Schittler having dinner with Comey. And saying, hey,
that's what they're saying. That mostly we've been focusing on that. And
when we asked Comey to leave Mike Flynn alone because he's a good guy.
And people have ignored what's going on with Sessions.
Right.
Because there haven't been reports.
Yeah. Because it's a witch hunt, right? Even though Mike Flynn was found guilty and awaiting sentencing, right?
He was found guilty of lying. That's all.
He was the NSA, though.
Well,
that's
and
all.
He was found guilty of lying about his involvement with foreign entities.
And didn't Sessions lie in his confirmation hearing?
Yes.
So why doesn't anybody give a fuck about that? Why doesn't anybody care?
We do. I mean,
yeah.
The libtards care.
Yeah.
That's why we got to win in November.
Right. Shit.
So this morning, Trump tweets, the first tweet, Trey Gowdy. Now, this is interesting because he quotes Trey Gowdy, who was on, I think, of course, Fox. Who where else would Trey Gowdy be, probably?
Yeah.
It might be, Trey Gowdy might go on CNN. He occasionally...
He's a piece of shit.
...wanders over to less blowjobby media.
But he's Benghazi, right? Isn't he Benghazi?
Right.
That fucking asshole.
Well, and the fact that he said this today... I think is a good sign that
you know, tiny little little holes in the dike are popping up.
Trey Gowdy's part of the reason we have Donald Trump.
Well, right. But I mean, he may, you know, be one of the first hate-filled canaries in the coal mine to kind of signal the fact that the tide may be turning against Trump.
What an asshole.
Because Gowdy was on, I wonder if I have the actual quote. Gowdy was on this morning with Fox News.
Ooh, yes.
He said that the use of the FBI's use. Now, he was in that Team Treason secret meeting.
Oh, okay.
With the, we demand to see all the information about that evil spy that was embedded in the Trump campaign. I'll bet he was one trying to fuck Ivanka.
Is that true? Was there a spy sent to fuck Ivanka?
So Trey Gowdy was one of the, inexplicably, the people there.
Yes.
And, I think we talked about it on yesterday's show, didn't we? They would be screaming from the rafters within a half of a second if they would have found a tiny crumb of stuff they could use to launch against the Mueller campaign.
Of course.
Or if there was proof of some spy in the campaign. And we heard nothing from them after that. Zero. And Adam Schiff is like, it's bullshit. It's a big nothing burger. So today he was on the Fox.
Yes.
And he said it was appropriate that the use of an informant for the Trump campaign was appropriate. And he's disputing Trump's characterization of calling the informant a spy. Here's a little bit.
Good job, Trey Gowdy. Yay.
Bit of the mellifluous tones of the Draco Malfoy of South Carolina.
Fuck you, Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy on Fox News. Sorry.
But this raises the question that the president raised in one of those tweets. There were a lot of them, and which we talked about quite a bit here last week, is if that were the case, why didn't they give him a little briefing? So here's what we found out. We do have somebody who asked some questions of George Papadopoulos.
They did, you asshole. There was a report a while ago that the Trump campaign was notified by the FBI that the Russians were actively seeking to stick their Russian peckers into Trumpian holes.
Nicked! Absolutely.
And which we talked about quite a bit here last week, is if that were the case, why didn't they give him a little briefing? So here's what we found out. We do have somebody who asked some questions of George Papadopoulos. We do have somebody who's asked questions of Carter Page. Here's what you need to know.
I think defensive briefings are done a lot, and why the Comey FBI didn't do it, I don't know. But Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein have at least made it clear to us Donald Trump was never the target of the investigation. He's not the current target in the investigation. Now, keep in mind, that can all change depending on what a witness says. But as
right.
And these witnesses are awfully snuggled up close to the ball sack of the orange leader.
And I learned on Rachel Maddow that in these investigations, there are, let me see if I can get this right, targets, there are subjects, and there are witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change from a subject to a target just like that.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys can hear me snapping, but in a snap.
He's never the target of the investigation. He's not the current target in the investigation. Now, keep in mind, that can all change depending on what a witness says. But as of now, I think Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein are stunned whenever people think Trump is the target of their investigation. I'll leave it.
God. Why is Trey Gowdy now trying to cover for Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein? I mean, that leads me to believe that one of the rats has seen a leak in the ship.
And why am I listening to Trey Gowdy explain shit? This guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to believe him?
Well, and again, if anybody would love to have the taxidermed butt cheeks of Hillary hanging on his wall, it would be Trey. What's wrong?
Just thinking about, in 10, 15 years, Trey Gowdy's kids. Well, let's say 20 years. Trey Gowdy's dead. And his kid. Got,
who gets
the
ass cheeks, like, on the wall?
The taxidermied ass cheeks of Hillary Clinton's going on eBay for, like, I don't know, how much do those, how much do you get for
I
that?
I think you could probably get a good chunk for those.
Can I just remind everybody right now, please, we all have to make a promise that when the shit storm hits and the Republicans abandon Donald Trump and they all do their speeches about how he needs to be brought to justice and all this shit, give them no credit. Don't clap for them. Give them nothing.
Well, don't
they
them,
are traitors.
Don't let them be there. Vote them out in November.
But don't confuse this shit. They are never the good guy. They allowed this shit. You don't get a victory lap for no Republican gets a victory lap for this fucking administration. Nobody.
All change depending on what a witness says. But as of now, I think Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein are stunned whenever people think Trump is the target of their investigation. I'll leave it up to them how to brief the president or
was
how to brief his lawyers.
Was that point of view that you're talking about right now, was that strengthened when you went into this briefing last week?
Yes. I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got, and that it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
There you go.
Shove it up your ass, you fucking liar. Why do we believe this? This is Mr. Benghazi. He has no fucking credibility.
They asked
whatever.
They asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about that, and she said, "Well, the president still believes that the FBI is."
Yeah, fuck you, Trey. How many Benghazi hearings?
And don't forget,
piece of shit.
Senator Foam Party also kind of said the same thing over the weekend.
Yeah, no credibility
that the FBI did what they should.
Hey, Marco Rubio, everybody at Parkland probably says, fuck you. What do you think about that? They hate you.
Yeah.
They hate you. They want to call you AR-15. You're garbage.
The fake mainstream media.
Yes.
Oh, that's last night.
That's his last night tweet.
You
do the best Trump, man.
No, I don't.
It's great. No, it is good.
He it doesn't sound anything like him. It's just
so what?
It's just
it's
cartoonish
funny.
Asshole. Yeah. Real Donald Trump 9 hours ago, quoting Trey Gowdy.
I like your Giuliani better though. I wish we could have more Giuliani.
He's quoting Trey Gowdy.
Right.
I don't think so. I think what the president is doing is expressing frustration that Attorney General Sessions should have shared these reasons for recusal before he took the job, not afterward. Now, whoever this Fox bot was that was interviewing Trey Gowdy, that's where you jump in and you're like, what? What do you mean?
Okay.
That's not how it works. We talked about this offline earlier. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, the last thing he wanted to do was recuse himself. He didn't want to. Nobody brought it up until the hearings when the other senators were like, look, you were on this. You were pretty heavy in his campaign. You got to recuse yourself from any of these, any investigation into the Russian meddling of that campaign. And Jefferson Beauregard Sessions was like, well, I look into that.
I had a question. This is confusing to me. Yeah. So you're interviewing about a job you're going to get. And the interviewer says, listen. If there's an investigation into me for Russian collusion, are you going to recuse yourself?
That's what Trump wants.
But isn't that weird?
Well, of course. And it's obstruction. And it's un-American and un-justice-ish-esque.
Listen, if you voted for Trump and you were a Bernie bro that voted for Trump, there must be so much hate in your heart. Your heart is chock full of hate and your skull is chock full of stupid. You're dumb as fuck. You're so fucking stupid. I mean, listen to this. Listen to what you voted for. Garbage. Fuck you.
So he,
worst people running our country.
So, yeah, I don't get that at all. Then Trey Gowdy said, still quoted by Trump, if I were president and I picked someone to be the country's chief law enforcement officer.
Yay.
And they told me later, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be able to participate in the most important case in the office. I would be frustrated, too. And that's how I read that.
But he's involved in the most frustrating.
If it was the biggest, if it was 9/11 or something like that, and he's like, yeah, I don't feel like working on that. I should, I'm going to recuse myself. That's a big deal. If you're the guy being investigated, you can't hire the person who is going to investigate you.
And we know Jeff Bosesh met with the Russians.
That ain't how it works.
Right,
yeah,
right. So he's part of this. Well, he's probably guilty.
I didn't meet with any Russians, except for that time that I met with that Russian.
If he wasn't guilty of collusion or some kind of bullshit with the Russian Sessions, why did he lie? Why did he lie in his fucking confirmation hearing?
I don't recall. God. I thought they asked me if I spoke to any Russians or just spoke any Russian, not to any Russians. I don't speak Russian.
The shit they gave Obama, the GOP. It's just maddening.
He wore that tan suit that one time.
Good
so.
God. Michelle String showed her arms. It's fucking Trump.
Senator Sessions, why didn't you tell me before I picked you? There are lots of really good lawyers in the country. He could have picked somebody else. This is what Trey Gowdy is saying. And then close quotes, and Trump finishes the tweet. And I wish I did! Exclamation point.
Well, fire him! Why doesn't Trump just fucking fire Sessions?
Here's 1, 2, 3 tweets that are now exhibit 14 gazillion and 10 over... of obstruction of justice of this shitbag president of the United States by just tweeting this and saying,
right.
I wish I had picked somebody else because I wish I would have picked somebody who would suck my little orange peckerwood and take care of this Russian problem.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fucked up. I mean, it's just that.
Imagine Obama under investigation or Hillary under investigation.
Well,
and her saying,
I can't imagine Hillary under investigation.
I'm only hiring I'm only hiring someone who's a loyalist to me. They would lose their tiny little brains over it.
I mean, you know, I think about the right and it's just, I hate them for this hypocrisy. Guys, we are allowed to hate the right. You're allowed to hate it. Hate those motherfuckers. They're killing this country. They're racist. Hate them. My God, get mad. This is stupid. We're sitting around taking this. We're all bending over for these fucknuts. They're winning. They're winning.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
This is funny. A little funny.
Yes.
Kim summit at White House. Except it's not.
Is it?
It's Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yes. Yes. She wants to talk about prison reform.
I mean, I don't know.
No.
You know.
Do not legitimize this racist. This president is fake.
If she can sway him even in the tiniest little bit.
White man hope.
I'm all for Kim Kardashian. I'm sure she's got some very salient intellectual points to share.
Didn't Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi meet with Trump to get some shit done with DACA? And what happened? Nothing.
But you can find pictures of Kim Kardashian's ass on Instagram.
Right, right, right. Well, hey, thank you, Kim.
Trump will happily do research on her.
And here's what will happen when Kim Kardashian meets with Donald fucking Trump. They will meet. Kim Kardashian won't want to say, oh, I didn't get anything done. She doesn't want to look like an asshole. And you know what Trump gets out of that? A photo op with Kim Kardashian. And he gets humanized. That's why it's wrong.
This is set up by Jovanka.
Yes.
After months of back channel talks between Kim Kardashian and Jared Kushner.
God damn.
She's coming to the White House.
Boycott Kim Kardashian.
She and her attorney will be going to the West Wing where they will meet with Kushner.
Yes.
To discuss prison reform. And then he'll walk them to sit down with President Donald Trump, likely in the Oval Office.
The Oral Office? Oh, you know what's funny? I just thought it's hilarious. Talking prison reform with a fucking Republican. Why? What kind of fool's errand is that? That's stupid.
You mean build more, right?
Yes.
So we can make more money and put more brown people in. Jeff Bosesh is working on that, even though I hate him.
Right. Hey, Kim, all these poor people and people of color and gay people that are oppressed under Trump, they're really happy that you're going to go to the White House and afford this orange tyrant a goddamn photo op, and you're going to lend your credibility to him. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Kardashian also plans to ask Trump to pardon a woman serving a life sentence without parole for a first-time drug offense.
God damn.
Good God.
Well, wait a sec. Wait a sec. Go do that then. Fuck. Shit.
Okay.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Do you think that, God, I'm about to propose something horrible. Do you think Trump, if Kim Kardashian said, I will fuck you, would Trump resign?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Kim, try it. You owe us that. God, we buy. America buys all your fucking garbage.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
She can handle it. You get therapy.
Yeah, so, yeah, there you go. I don't know, for some reason. It's a big deal to Jared because his father was in federal prison. For federal prison camp from 2005 and 6 on charges of tax evasion, illegal campaign contributions, and witness tampering. Oh, God, remember he hired
somebody to do something fucked up, if I remember correctly.
Or he, like, he video, or he audio taped his brother-in-law, setting up his brother-in-law with a hooker, and then played it for his sister, something like that.
Why the fuck is Jared Kushner in the White House doing anything? How is he qualified to do anything?
Yeah, right.
Think of all the great diplomats we've had in this country. Jimmy Carter negotiating peace in the Middle East.
Well, but Jared's gonna bring peace to the Middle East.
Jarvanka. Finally. He's got a building 666 something in Manhattan he's totally in debt in.
Yeah, can't even. Bad choice.
Yay.
And of course, rich people don't fail.
No, they don't.
So his poor business decisions that should send him bankrupt and working at McDonald's. Like the rest of us.
Right.
Well, you know, it doesn't work that way. He can have the Qatari bail him out.
Oh, yes.
For $100 million of some loan or some shady Russian deal.
Hey, Qatari, send me a shit ton of money. We're going to have your status change. We're going to say you're a state sponsor of terrorism. Right. Isn't that what happened?
But everybody has equal access, though, in this country. Ooh, anybody can be wealthy. Right.
Right. All holes filled.
Sure. Whatever. We're buying that. So that's the headline over at the Drudge report.
Yes.
Is the big news that Kim Kardashian will be affecting foreign or domestic policy.
God damn.
Why not? Why the fuck not?
I'll tell you why.
Why
not?
The fuck not?
Why not? Because don't talk to him. He's not, honestly, that you can't deal
but
with.
She's as qualified as anybody to bend his ear.
Right, right. She's hurting America by going in there. You hurt.
Maybe
you
she
really
can get
are.
Him to. Maybe she can get him to do something.
No,
because he's the last. You know that thing where whoever the last person to talk to him wins.
You got to stop holding out hope for anything with Donald Trump. There is no hope.
That's true.
This country needs to kind of realize that. That is. It's naive. He is bad. Got to wrap your mind around. He is bad. The only good thing Donald Trump could say is I resign. That's it.
Trump had a rally.
Excuse me.
Last night in.
Squeeze me.
Where was this?
Who said excuse me? What is that? Is that Keanu Reeves say that in a movie?
I've Bill heard that Ted's before, but I don't know. Adventure. I think it's older than
Excuse
that.
Excuse me. No. It's Garth Brooks. No. Garth.
I got friends in low places.
No. Wayne's World.
Whiskey drowns.
Wayne's World. Excuse me. Shwee.
So Trump had one of those creepy fucking horrific... like I said, Nuremberg rallies last night in, where was it? Kentucky? Where was it? Kentucky or Tennessee? I don't know.
Look. Oh, it's Tennessee. In Nashville, I believe.
Where, you know, a bunch of angry white people got together and
is he stomping for that piece of shit running for something up there?
We're able to. They were able to menace the press.
Ooh. Oh, they put the press in a little pen.
They're
they
all
can spit
so
on them.
Big, brave. Yeah. I found here's a quick highlight reel. This is I just found the Twitter status of a Daniel Dale, who is a he's a Toronto Star correspondent.
Toronto
for our Canadian friends.
Oh, okay.
At one point he says, "I love country music."
Who cares? I love country. No, you don't. You love yourself, fuckface.
Trump says people are saying that he's the only politician that, quote, produced more than I said I was going to produce.
What does he mean? Like, you know, policies or like?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Next
like what?
Tweet. Trump is talking about how people said he could never get the 270 electoral votes, but then he really did.
No, you got it with Russia.
How about those electoral votes? Everybody said I couldn't get there. I got 306. Did you know that?
How is he able to, like, why? Isn't he embarrassed? Are you shameful when you bring that up?
Do
you feel like shame?
Trump points to reporters, quote, "They're fake. They are fake. Look how many of them." That's a lot of people. Fake news. Big boos from the crowd.
God. Fake news.
Trump gave a shout out to Bob Corker. Lots of boos. Then he called up Marsha Blackburn. Oh, she's heinous.
That's who he was campaigning for, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who is running to succeed Corker. She touts Corker. His accomplishments. Her own pitch, quote, "Tennessee needs a senator who's going to support Donald Trump."
Hey, Bob, if you cared about your country, why don't you run against Marsha Blackburn?
But that's her pitch. Well, no, he's leaving. He's slithering away.
What a fucking asshole.
That's why he's bravely said things anti-Trump for the last 6 months.
See, that's the GOP. They're garbage. They don't have a spine.
So, yeah, her sales pitch is we need a senator that's going to suck Trump's cock.
Ooh, yes.
Next tweet from Daniel Dale. Trump lies that even his enemies are admitting that no president has accomplished more than he has in the first year and a half. Even my enemies are saying it.
No. God,
no, we're not.
This is why we're fucked with this Mueller shit. Because no matter what comes out, it's a witch hunt. It's lies. These idiot mouth breathers
will
believe anything.
We need to overwhelm them with numbers because we're not going to change their well, they don't have minds, but we're not going to change their views.
Right.
Next tweet. Trump wrongly claims no one would have believed him if he promised there'd be 3.3 million jobs added between now and Election Day. Over the previous 18-month period under Obama, there were 3.9 million jobs.
Okay,
added.
Okay.
Obama did better.
Right, right. But Trump, he was black.
Trump saying nobody would believe I'd get 3.3.
Yeah, because it's not true.
Well, he might, but Obama got 3.9.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got less than Obama.
Trump falsely claims wages are finally going up for the first time in many, many years.
So that's not true?
Well, I could either say it or read the rest of the tweet. Wages have been rising since 2014. The current pace, it's going up slowly, slowly, but it started under Obama during the recovery that Obama brought. But the current pace, 2.6% in April, is lower than the pace of Obama's last month in office of 2.7. So,
see, it's the tragedy is what you just did. This explanation you gave, that's never going into fucking thick skulls of these MAGA idiots. And they're not going to understand it because they're dumb as fuck.
Next tweet, quote, "More importantly, our country is respected. I can't stay in character. How can he say we're respected around the world? Everybody hates us."
You got to stay in the Trump voice. Everybody loves that, though.
But I couldn't even do that.
Do it.
More importantly, our country is respected again all over the world. We're respected again as a country.
Oh, okay.
And then Daniel Dale points out, respect is subjective, but the approval of the U.S. has plummeted almost everywhere in the world. Outside of Russia and Israel.
Oh, my God.
We've done that story here before where our approval ratings worldwide are in the shit can,
right,
except for Russia and Israel.
How do we know what our approval rating is in Russia or Israel, though? Like, well, Russia.
They do polls where they call people in other countries, yeah, and they talk to, you know, a few hundred people. Well. Trump called Nancy Pelosi the MS-13 lover.
God damn it.
She loves MS-13. Can you imagine? He said to all the fucking morons that were there.
See, he's using this MS-13 shit as a dog whistle for all. He wants people to think all
immigrants
are MS-13.
Yes.
All people of color are animals.
Doe-eyed, snot-nosed little toddlers who are coming across with their mother who is trying to get away from a cartel that killed her family.
Yeah. They're animals. Okay.
And then they rip that child out of her hands and put in a gulag and then lose it. Trump says he never heard of Democratic candidate Phil Bredesen, who was a popular governor of the state. Who is he?
He demands to know.
So he's like, Marsha Blackburn. He probably was like, Marsha Blackburn's running against Phil Bredesen. Who is this guy? Who is he? I never heard of him. He was their governor.
And also, Trump, you don't read anything.
Right.
There's nothing you read. We learned that you don't like to take the security briefing. You don't like if people have to, they either have to tell you or if they have to write it in like how many words? One page or something?
One page, bullet points and pictures.
How would you know about that guy? How would you know about anything, dickhead, unless it's written on the inside of a fish fillet wrapper?
Next tweet. Trump says, crooked Hillary. Very loud, lock her up chant.
Oh, God.
There we go. What wonderful humans those are. Next tweet. Trump accuses unnamed people of infiltrating his campaign. He then asks anyone in the arena who's infiltrating his campaign to raise their hand.
Oh, well, see, you know the shitty thing there is? They're going to look for protesters and shit, and they'll find him, and these idiots will beat somebody up.
Trump is explaining he worked very hard during the 2016 election and got big crowds, while Hillary Clinton, conversely, did not have big crowds unless she had Jay-Z perform. But he used filthy language, which made Trump look clean cut. Oh, see, that Negro used filthy language, which made me look clean cut,
he said
to his white crowd.
Did he say that made Trump look clean cut?
Made himself look clean cut.
Did he refer to himself as Trump?
No, this guy's
writing. Okay. I'm sorry.
But he said me.
That's racist. He wants me. Oh, look at the black guy, Jay-Z, performing for the libs.
Yeah. The only way she got big crowds is if she had Jay-Z perform. Jeez. And he said he performed filthy. Like the filthy Negro that he is. Which made me look good.
I love it. Somebody like Trump is worried about somebody's words. You stick your fucking raw dog cock inside someone cheating on your wife right after she had a baby. You blow it all inside of her. You're not worried about anything.
The president is doing a long rant about how Jay-Z swears in his songs. God, he's
so fucking
racist piece of shit.
It's words. All it is words. You don't want to let Syrian refugees in your country because you're fucking racist. You're worried about his words.
Trump claims he's already started the wall. It's not
liar.
True. It's just not true. The only thing that's happened were a few scattered replacements of fencing that was already there.
Right. A fence is not a wall.
Next tweet. Trump is telling his usual lengthy rambling lie about how San Diego came and begged him for the wall.
None of that
happened. San Diego's Republican mayor opposes the wall. And its city council held a formal vote to express disapproval. I didn't even know that. So the Republicans of San Diego even said, we don't want a wall.
Right.
And Trump is like, San Diego's begging me for a wall. Begging me, put up a wall.
The reason, listen, Kim Kardashian, you can't meet with Trump because he's going to lie to you anyway.
I think it's too late. I think
you're going to lie to you anyway. And now you propped him up. Now the damage is done.
He probably already had chocolate cake.
Quit legitimizing him. He's lies. There's nothing to be gained from this fucknut.
Next tweet. This is the live tweeting of last night's Nuremberg rally for Trump in Nashville, Tennessee. This lie is the one that where Trump recounts an entire fictional exchange in which people call him sir. He lies that he was told he couldn't stop building the wall in San Diego because he, sir, was told it would cost $7 million. What? And it hasn't started the wall in San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Next one. We have such a bad deal with Mexico. We have such a bad deal with Canada.
What's the deal?
He's talking about NAFTA.
Oh, okay.
We lose with Mexico. Mexico over $100 billion a year with this crazy NAFTA deal.
You know what? Did we ever get a good reason why Trump went in that room alone with the Russian ambassador and supposedly a photographer and some other guy? What happened? Why?
Trump, by the way, the trade deficit with Mexico is $69 billion.
69?
Not 100. Not $100 billion, Trump said.
That's the same. That's similar numbers, correct?
In the end, Mexico is paying for the wall. He re-promises, though he says he doesn't want to cause a problem. They're going to pay for the wall, and they're going to enjoy it, he says.
What the fuck? We're gonna have Mexico pay. How much is the wall? I forget. Billions?
Billions.
How much?
Billions.
Billions.
14 billion, I think I saw, was one estimate.
Mexico, we're going to make you spend $14 billion on something you said you're not going to do, but we're going to make you. And on top of that, you're really going to enjoy it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know. God, so dumb.
Brought the president of Mexico,
yes,
to respond via Twitter, Trump's favorite
mode
of communication. El presidente Enrique Peña Nieto tweeted, President Donald Trump, all caps, no. Mexico will, all caps, never
pay for
a wall.
Right.
Not now, not ever. Sincerely, Mexico, parentheses, all of us, close parentheses.
Suck my dick.
It's basically it. Oh, we should check Vicente Fox.
What did he say last time? It's pretty funny.
Your stupid fucking wall or something like that. Nobody's paying for your stupid fucking wall.
He's right. There's not going to be a stupid fucking wall. Trumpalos, listen. He is never going to build a fucking wall because it's more fun for him to bitch about the wall than build the fucking wall. Nobody's building a fucking wall.
Trump lies that the perpetrator of the West Side Highway terror attack brought in 22 people through chain migration.
No, God, suck a dick.
Even anti-immigration activists say this is widely implausible.
Racist.
And Trump's own aides have even declined to endorse that claim.
He's trying to make people afraid of Arabs. He's trying to make people afraid of brown people.
Trump is graphically recounting the story of the West Side Highway terror attack. Missing a leg, missing an arm. Nobody lost an arm in the attack. One woman did lose two legs. For the 15th time in office, Trump lies that countries are intentionally sending their bad apples into the visa lottery, individuals and to the lottery on their own because they want to immigrate. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
It's not, oh my God, we caught some guy fucking a 4-year-old. Hey, let's throw him in the America lottery and get rid of him. That's what Trump is suggesting.
Hey, I have a question. Speaking of immigrants, where's Melania?
Yeah.
Is she alive?
I don't know.
I'm serious. Do you think he killed her? I'm serious. We haven't seen her. What are you doing? Don't spit that coffee. That's good coffee. Swallow that.
Went down the wrong.
Yeah. You're right.
No, he's
did he kidding. Kill Melania?
No.
We haven't seen her.
Well, her reputation.
Yeah. Kate, get Melania on the phone.
But it is odd. I mean,
where's Melanie?
Get some grounds.
I can't find Melanie.
Sorry, I got some grounds.
Where the fuck is she?
I do get, though, even if it was the kind of a thing where she didn't need to rest for like a week or two, her saying, fuck it, I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to do anything. I hate you.
Did she leave him, do you think?
That would be amazing.
For that guy that runs a jewelry store or something like that?
I thought it was her bodyguard, wasn't it?
Ooh, Kevin Costner.
Wasn't that one of the rumors?
Yes.
Trump brought up Chicago crime. What the hell is that mayor doing?
Hey, you know why there's so many guns in Chicago, you fucking dickhead? Because of the lead pipeline. Because states like Indiana, formerly ran by Mike Pence, have shit gun laws. That's why.
If the Democrats win, you won't have a Second Amendment, he says.
When has a Democrat took away anyone's gun? When?
Trump has returned to the subject of MS-13. This is the favorite one. You know, everybody's predicted that Trump, especially now, apparently unfettered Trump.
Yes.
Hope Hicks gone. Kelly right. Gelded. Trump is just going to get more racist and right. more xenophobic and much worse in the coming months.
Because all he has is that racist right. turd fuck base. Yes. And that's what they love. Lock her up. They love MS-13 or animals. Right. They love the racism, all that shit.
Trump returned to MS-13. They want to cut up people into little pieces. Scoffing at Pelosi, he says, they're not human beings. What was that name? He asked the crowd. Animals, the crowd shouted as one.
See, when he started that shit, he was dog whistling. Right. That is dog
whistling.
I'm
doing a Nazi salute here for those right. Hiding outside looking at us through the window.
And he wants, see, the reason, not hiding outside. The reason why he wants, he says animals and then MS-13, because he wants libs like me to not feel okay about calling him out on his fucking racism because he's talking about fucking brutally violent gang members. But that's racist. That's a dog whistle. All Latinos are MS-13. That's what he's trying to get America to think. Why, and he can't use animals.
Why, if I say DACA, do some of these assholes knee-jerk MS-13?
Because of Trump.
Well, right.
Because of Trump.
Please draw a correlation between the two.
And
show me how DACA recipients are MS-13 members, you asshole racist xenophobe pig fuckers.
And they're animals. See? That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Trump is retelling the story about MS-13 as an enemy occupying army and Trump as the liberator of Long Island.
What the fuck?
I guess they arrested a bunch of MS-13 members in Long Island. It's like they've been liberated, like from a war. The people are dancing and they're waving and they're looking out their windows and they're waving at the ICE people. Oh, look. Look, the brown shirts are being welcomed with open arms as they're dragging the Yudin out of their houses. Oh, right. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Hey, Kim Kardashian, this is what you're propping up. Fuck you. ABC gave that fucking Roseanne a goddamn platform to prop up this fucking fascist. That is disgusting.
Trump on the Democratic nominee or the candidate, Phil Bredesen. Phil, whatever the hell his name is.
Yes.
This guy will 100% vote against us every time.
Oh, my God.
Against us.
I've never even heard of him. You're right.
Even Daniel Dale, who covers Washington, his next tweet said, this is a lot of stuff. That's all he said. This is a lot. This is a batshit highlight reel.
Hey, call it fascism, Dale. Call it fucking fascism. That's what it is.
Trump, we have respect for our great American flag, and we will always proudly stand for our national anthem. Thank you. What's that all about?
What that means. The fuck?
Trump is now telling a version of the usual fictional story in which he was told no president since Reagan could pass a tax cut, and he realized it was because they all called it tax reform, and he, the master brander, decided to call it tax cuts. Oh, I've heard that one before. Okay. Nobody wanted to call it tax cuts. Everybody called it tax reform. What does that mean? Nobody wants tax reform. Right, they want tax cuts.
Right. He's a genius.
Well, that's not working, by the way.
What? Trump's not a genius?
The Republican tax cuts are not a selling point at all because people are looking at their paychecks and seeing, you know, 40 cents a week and being like, woo, fucking who?
Yeah, yeah. Yay. What happened? Orange racist fuckhead.
And there was even some right-wing think tank recently that came out with a study that said these tax cuts are going to lead to a recession.
Oh, yeah. We did that story last week.
Was that Heritage or was that somebody?
Yeah. It's going to cause a recession. I forget why, because I don't know.
Trump brings up John McCain's vote against Obamacare.
Right.
Repeal. Some boos. Trump, that cost our country a lot. That was a very, very terrible thing that happened.
Wow.
He says McCain campaigned on repeal.
Wow.
He's going after John McCain.
Right. The guy's sick.
Yeah. Trump says the name Bush, then pauses to let people boo.
Yeah.
But only a few people booed. Then Trump says Bush's wars, a lot of death, death and blood.
Jesus, he's weird in these speeches, man. He's creepy.
Trump is telling the story of how he wasn't concerned about opening up ANWR to oil drilling. That's the Alaskan North something, something.
He's not concerned about it.
Who cares, he said.
Yeah, until a
friend, until a friend in the oil business called him up and told him Bush and the other presidents couldn't do it. Therefore, he wanted to do it.
Yes. Look at me. I'm going to ruin the fucking planet. Who cares?
Whether it's good for the planet or not, they couldn't do it. I'm going to do it. Wait, did the Negro want it?
Right. But also, who cares? That is clearly the people. That is clearly the sentiment of the people that fucking vote for him. Who cares that we're rolling back all these protections on these national parks and shit? Who cares the EPA is being fucked up?
For the 14th time, Trump falsely claims the U.S. spent $7 trillion on Middle East wars. There's no basis for this claim. He is widely exaggerating a Brown University study estimating current costs of $4.3 trillion, including estimated future costs of $5.6.
So he's just... He's massaging pulling
shit out of his head. Yeah, out of the air. And it gets bigger every time. Just like how many illegals voted. Now it's up to 10 and 11. Did you hear that one time? He said...
A million?
He said, well, about the millions of illegal votes that happened. I don't know, 2, 3. I've heard it could be 10 or 11.
Where's the evidence?
I've heard it could be 10 or 11.
11, listen to me. 11 million people all do the same thing. I don't care what the activity is. There will be evidence.
You'll find one.
Of that thing happening. There will be something. Something. It's 11 million people. They all did something. No evidence.
Trump gets big applause for keeping his campaign promise to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Oh, the United States of shush. Yeah, great. Thanks for starting World War III, dick fuck. He's doing all the shit he said he would do. And everybody's acting all surprised.
Trump is now retelling the almost certainly completely fictional story about how he signed the name Donald on an order spending $1 billion on a new Israel embassy and then had a fiscal epiphany and didn't sign the Trump. I looked at it and I signed Donald. Then I was like, what's happening? $1 billion? I could do this for a lot cheaper.
What?
I don't know. He's claiming he saved the country $700 million or something on the new embassy.
Listen to this fucking guy. How do we have people in our government that think they can work with him? Really?
Briefly on script. Together we will lift up our country. We'll lift up millions and millions of Americans from welfare to work, from dependence to independence, from poverty to prosperity. The problem is many of these millions and millions of people are working.
They're working and on welfare jobs
because they're not getting paid enough.
Yes, they're poor as fuck. Because
the rich cunt waddles like you sucking all the money out of the economy and putting it in zeros in Cayman accounts,
right?
And buying bigger and bigger boats and more giant 80 room properties. Yes.
Hey, newsflash, dick fuck. Most of us aren't born with parents that are gangsters, that are crooks, that are cheats, that amass all this fucking money nefariously in real estate deals. And then you turn 18, you get a big chunk of change, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened. That doesn't happen to most people.
Returning to the roots of his presidential announcement speech, Trump complains America has shoddy airports.
You know what I wish we could find? Biden gave that speech at Newark Airport and he kind of goes off on a tangent of how gross Newark Airport is.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Talking about rebuilding America.
Yay.
We'll do it all with these big, beautiful hands. Look at these hands, he said.
Oh, quote, yeah.
We will do it all with these big, beautiful hands.
Ooh, yes.
Look at these hands.
Why stop there? How about we do it with that big, beautiful cock, too?
Trump called Andrew Jackson a great president and a great general.
You know, yeah, he had slaves, right? Andrew Jackson had slaves. Okay. Whatever.
We are so respected again. I can't even tell you the degree to which people respect our country again, he says. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I can't even tell you the degree to which our people respect our country.
And Daniel Dale says the finale.
Yay.
We are one people. We are one family. And we are one glorious nation under God. Without a question, without a doubt, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Oh, my God. Yay! Yay, yay, yay. Congratulations, planet. Congratulations, everyone. Good job, Tennessee. Please don't vote for this Marsha Blackburn. That's her name, right?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Don't vote for her.
It's not. I don't think it's going well because she's an ass bag, and even the people of Tennessee know it.
Right. Don't get hopeful.
She was the head of the Baby Chop Shop Commission.
Was she really?
The panel that they formed.
You see if people Planned Parenthood's like selling
right.
Fetal
and how did that
kneecaps
do, how
on
did
the
that go?
Side. Great. No, listen. That went great for the GOP because people still believe that. How did that go? It went great. Trump got elected.
Yeah.
That's how it went. Swimmingly.
And Daniel Dale closes out here with a commentary. One thing I still haven't figured out well, and I don't think anyone really has, is how to capture Trump's level of rally unhingedness in a regular article. The only good way is to list like 30 things he said. I mean, he's like, you can't write in an article how crazy this shit is.
Because the reporter's probably got a notebook, a pen, and he wants to write down every crazy thing the guy says. And he's probably like, I don't know.
Right.
But that's how Trump has existed, right? A camouflage of horrible scandals, racist remarks. Just so much, it's impossible to cover it all. In
Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
And you know what happens? A lot of people that are, you know, that they don't even like Trump. But what they do is they just throw their hands up. It's like, I'm turning off. I'm not even paying attention. I'm disengaging. Don't disengage. Go out and fucking vote. My God.
Trump's America.
Boy.
A man wearing a President Trump Make America Great Again hat.
Yes.
Was arrested for allegedly pushing an immigrant man onto the subway tracks in New York City.
Oh my God.
He's being
dude.
Reportedly charged with a hate crime.
Did the guy die?
No. The man, William Ames, made derogatory remarks about Mexican Americans at Union Square last month, getting in a heated argument with two men.
Yes.
I don't know why he targeted me. He started yelling that I was there to take his job and that we bring drugs here, the victim identified as Luis Lopez said. Ames then reportedly dragged Lopez off the train, struck him three times on the subway platform, and knocked him onto the tracks.
Oh, my God.
Lopez's friend managed to get him back onto the platform.
What a fucking asshole.
Ames fled the scene, got on another train after the incident, but was later identified by surveillance video and probably helped with the stupid look I'm a moron hat.
Right, right.
He's charged with attempted assault in first and third degrees as hate crimes, assault in the second, third degrees as hate crimes, and aggravated harassment.
And the guy, harassment, okay. And the guy had a MAGA hat on. The guy had a MAGA hat on. Or is that supposed to be a coincidence?
Get out of my country. You're taking my job.
That's his fucking orange daddy. Emboldening him to do bad things.
Ames is charged. This is a quote from Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance.
Yes.
Mr. Ames is charged with selectively ambushing two young men on their way home from work for no other reason than their perceived nationality.
Oh my God. What an asshole. Shit. Can't let these MAGA people misbehave.
Trump's America.
You gotta stick up for people. It sucks.
Well, I don't know if I want to do this now. Well, maybe a little, which brings us to, the fight. Oh,
what is this?
Oh, my adversary that I was talking about finally responded.
Oh, I saw that.
That I was just about to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this dickhead.
But this guy starts off the story that started this.
Yeah,
is well, it's batshit. Also, it's Roseanne, who she's out of her fucking mind, and she may literally be mentally ill. So we should keep that in mind.
But she's I guess. Fucking racist, horrible person. You know,
but
I mean?
Her mental illness makes her a fucking asshole racist.
Right, right.
Let's say,
well,
best case.
Yes. She doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? Fuck her.
So they canceled the show. And today she tweeted, since deleted, "I think Joe Rogan is right about Ambien. Not giving excuses for what I did, tweeted, but I've done weird stuff while on Ambien, cracked eggs on the wall at 2 a.m., etc."
Yeah.
Another tweet, "Guys, I did something unforgivable. Do not defend me," she wrote in another since deleted tweet.
Right.
"It was 2 a.m. I was Ambien tweeting. It was Memorial Day too. I went too far and do not want it defended. It was egregious, indefensible. I made a mistake. I wish I hadn't. Don't defend it, please. Thank you."
Yeah.
So some lucidity.
Right.
Maybe coming from her.
Yes.
But despite her insistence that her flying monkeys not defend the tweet, she, of course, to the conservatives, became the martyr.
Right,
up on
right.
the cross.
Well, Roseanne, I didn't like her anyway before the tweet. I don't like your show. I don't like a show that props up Twitler.
So, you know, she's blaming the Ambien. I've had an Ambien. I don't recall.
What does it make you do?
I don't recall becoming racist.
Does it make you produce television that's sympathetic to a tyrant fascist?
So, I put that story up on the Twitter and the Facebook and facebook.com/crabdiving.
Ooh.
Don't forget to
download our show and tell all your friends about it, you know, especially your dickhead conservative friends. Say, you will learn something. Listen to the crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want to be made fun of.
We want to download, baby.
and not even, I mean, you know, I one of the things about this ridiculous conversation I got sucked into on Twitter.
Suck.
Was that this person is, I didn't get the really blatant troll vibe from him. His English is good.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Okay. And his arguments seemed not, you know, it wasn't the typical, "Oh, libtard,
right,
that's
right.
All you got, I win, bye," kind of.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, in typical Trump cult fashion, "Roseanne is retweeting faked photos, lies, misquotes, and doctored tweets to prove the persecution of poor garbage people racist like her."
And that stuff's true, right? She sent bullshit tweets.
She retweeted one picture of Whoopi Goldberg wearing some offensive T-shirt, which is an obvious Photoshop. You could see it side by side with the original.
Yes.
She retweeted. And these are all examples that she was trying to tweet.
Right.
Why didn't these people get in trouble for what they said?
Right, right.
But they didn't say it. She retweeted a screen cap of a tweet from Joy Behar that said, "News reports say fire in Trump Tower. I hope Trump gets killed."
Did she say that?
It's utterly fake.
Right.
100% fake. Yet people are out there saying Joy Behar hoped that Trump got killed.
Hey.
It's just not true. But Roseanne retweeted that. This is her defense of her, "Oh, I'm sorry. What I said was indefensible."
Joy Behar isn't stupid like you, Roseanne. She just doesn't say what the fuck ever. You compared a black person to an ape.
Well, right.
Fuck you. God, fuck anybody that doesn't understand that's racist. You're dumb as shit.
And this dude said, "That's some pretty dehumanizing language you're using there. It sounds kind of intolerant."
Fuck yeah.
To which I responded.
Yes, it is.
To which I responded with the paradox of tolerance quote from Karl Popper.
Right.
Basically, it says you can't be a tolerant society unless you are intolerant of one thing.
Bam.
Intolerance.
Right.
So.
Right.
If you're totally tolerant society, you would also be tolerant of intolerance, and that's the paradox. So you can't be.
Right. There is no place in a society comparing black people to monkeys. Sorry.
Right.
Eat a dick.
So he says that statement's incredibly nihilistic. It means it's impossible for people to drown out the mentally challenged rambling of real racist people. You're defacing the impact the words racist and bigot have in shaming them.
Oh,
so
God.
His whole premise seems to be that Roseanne's not a racist.
Yes. And you know what? Shove your big words up your fucking ass.
We said, which non-real bigots and racists have we mocked that don't deserve it?
Right.
Roseanne very much deserves it, as do, as we said in the original tweet, bigoted, lying, MAGA conspiracy loons.
Fuck yes. Of course.
By grouping everyone you disagree with in with people like Richard Spencer, you're not giving them very many places to go other than more radical. Mass ostracization is dangerously polarizing. He's saying that us calling out Roseanne's bigotry or small, I guess what he perceives as small,
yes,
little racist lets of racist behavior, that by us calling her an asshole and launching on her,
yes,
and humiliating her in the way that she should be marginalized and shamed, that, well, you're not giving any room to people like Richard Spencer. You're just going to make them more radical.
Fuck Richard Spencer. Do you know what happens?
That's the stupidest logic I've ever heard.
Because you know what happens when you give Richard Spencer and Nazis like that room? You get the Holocaust, you fuckface.
Right, right.
You fucking idiot. Racists don't have a spot in society. Fuck them.
And nowhere did we have we ever said people we disagree with are racist.
No, not. No.
Racists are racist.
Right. Yes.
And I say that. Where in our tweet do we group everyone we disagree with as racist?
Yeah.
Again, we disagree that we should only confront big, giant racist scum like Richard Spencer.
Yeah, he's
stealthy,
a dick.
Small, stealthy racism must be fought also.
Right. Yeah. You got to call people out on their shit. And what is small, stealthy racism? Is that what she said? Is
That's
that
me?
Oh, okay.
I mean, the everyday stealthy racism
needs to be
called out and shamed.
Absolutely. But I'm saying it's Roseanne's tweet in categorizes that.
According to him.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, it's just blatant, obvious racism. But because she's got a megaphone.
Yeah.
It's no different from some racist in Starbucks calling someone the N-word.
Right.
She's just got a giant megaphone.
Because it's essentially, she's just saying the N-word because there's no... There's nothing cute about her comment. Do you know what I mean? There's no double meaning. There's no, when you compare a black person to a monkey, there's no hidden meaning, right?
So then, then he goes, this, it's really hard to make sense because you can't. If you fought small, stealthy racism the way you're inferring with your choice quotes, everyone would be in jail.
What?
Including the minorities you're trying to protect by advocating this way. You hit a point where your scope of intolerance is worse than a racist's.
Oh, fuck you,
so
stupid.
So us being intolerant, again,
so stupid.
Us being intolerant of racism, we're supposed to, apparently, what level of racism does this little cumdiddle want us to tolerate?
Right, right!
What level of racism should we tolerate? And a woman pointed out on Tally today.
Hello!
That, the same thing. Oh, okay. So we should be okay with Roseanne comparing a black woman to an ape. That's a line we shouldn't cross or we should accept when they're saying First Amendment. And what about
that person has the right to say that that right. person didn't get arrested. Roseanne didn't get arrested. She lost
Correct.
Her fucking TV show.
Correct.
And guess what? You aren't entitled to go to a network and demand
right.
a television show.
I might.
Right? Yeah, we'd all be there.
We've tried.
And we wouldn't fuck it up by comparing black people to monkeys. She sucks. Roseanne is a goddamn fucking bigoted racist. That's who the fuck she is.
So then I say, where do we advocate for jailing racists? Man, you really make illogical assumptions and crazy leaps about what we believe.
Yeah, and
so
also
he keeps
suck
telling,
a fucking dick.
He keeps telling me what we believe.
Yeah, I tell you what I believe.
Then
fuck off.
He says, well, jail's what happens to people that have been dehumanized.
Nobody's in jail.
Well, I concur in some level. Well, with the systemic racism we have in this country that right. have dehumanized black people to think that they are fillers for our private prisons.
Yes.
He says drug addicts and the war on drugs is a good example of that. Most are victims of broken homes and they become an establishment industry that spit out sociopathic monsters who hated the world that created them. Well, I agree. Our prison system's fucked up, and the right. war on drugs is completely opposite of the way we should handle it.
Absolutely. It's stupid.
But he is saying we're dehumanizing racists.
Well, that's the idea.
And because we do that, everybody's going to end up in jail. That we are obviously going to start throwing racists in
right,
jail.
Right. Well, I don't know.
And then we're going to have to throw black people in jail because black people are racist. That's what he's saying.
That's dumb.
None of this makes any sense.
But yeah, part of that's right. You can't humanize a racist. You can't make these racists think they have an equal side, and you know what I mean?
Then we said slippery slope, suggesting confronting racist behavior will lead to mass incarceration is not remotely logical, though we agree with you on the vile war on drugs.
Yeah.
Then he says, it's the language you used that alarmed me. Oh.
Oh, snowflake. Oh,
poor little snowflake.
Think about it. Oh, God.
Now, what here's where he hangs himself. One of the many times. I don't know what Roseanne was thinking when she wrote that, because I read that the person she was talking about is not even black. Which ape is commonly used as an ethnic slur for. She isn't calling for lynchings. Be proportionate.
Be not stupid, dickhead. Yes. Yes, what she said was racist. Roseanne is a racist.
Well, and that's 100% not true. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran because her dad worked there at the time.
Right.
Or her mom, or both.
Yeah, yeah.
And
be proportionate.
Both are African Americans.
So she is black, which makes...
So he's saying it's okay what Roseanne tweeted because she wasn't being racist at all because Valerie Jarrett isn't even a real Negro.
So Trump calling her an ape is fine. It's just fine. Oh, everything's good here. It's not racist.
And then he says she isn't calling for lynchings. Be proportionate. And
wait. Roseanne
isn't calling for lynchings.
I just said Trump did, I think.
Yeah. She isn't calling for lynchings. Be proportionate. Well, we're not calling for lynchings.
No, we're not.
That would be the proportionate response. If she was calling for lynchings, which it wouldn't, that we should lynch her. That's not... He's suggesting that we're responding with the level of lynching. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, yes.
So I say, you really have a knack for projecting your slippery slopes into other people's motivations. She lost her job. She should have. And now she's spreading verifiable falsehoods to defend her racism. She deserves our derision.
She doesn't deserve shit. She deserves our derision.
Yeah.
We should hate her.
Yeah, deride her. Make fun of her. Hate her.
Right.
He says, they're not slippery. They are slippery slopes, not because I project them. So he's admitting it's a slippery slope, which is a fallacy.
Well, what's a slippery slope then? What does he mean?
That if we call people who are just a little bit racist out on what they do, that it's a slippery slope to locking everybody up
for being a racist. Hey, listen, liberals, don't be afraid to call your dumbass friends racist. Call them out on it.
That's his whole point.
Let's go get these motherfuckers.
Now, we're already suspecting that this guy's racist as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But he's trying to hide it.
Yeah. You're a racist.
He then stops hiding it. The slippery slopes are not because I project them. They're the erosion of the Overton window. Okay, the Overton window is, there was a dude, I don't know if he's a sociologist or a political scientist or whatever.
Yes.
Who said that there's a channel in which a political Ooh. Candidate can, like an outrage channel of how far they can go but with saying outrageous things to the point where they then have gone too far and they need to be removed from the political party. That's kind of what it is.
Well, Trump, right?
Well, right. He's never backing Trump in any of these. He's backing Roseanne and racism, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And his profile says lonely libertarian atheist in a sea of religious zealots, ignorant leftists,
fuck you,
and power hungry right wing demagogues. Individualism must be fully embraced. So this guy hates everybody. The only people that have the answer is him.
Oh, yes. You're a genius.
Crazy right wingers, ignorant leftists. I'm the only one who has the answer.
Hey, dickbag, you listen to Alex Jones, don't you? Don't you? This guy sounds like Alex Jones. You're a genius, by the way. Good for you. You know a bunch of big words.
So he says it's the erosion of the Overton window, and that inevitably leads to violence or oppression. No.
It's dehumanizing.
It can.
When someone calls a black person a monkey or an ape, it's
now,
fucking racist. It's shitty.
If she lost her job, so should all white privilege advocates. There we go.
Advocates saying white privilege
on his hood.
All people saying white privilege exists.
Yes.
Is that what he means?
So if Roseanne should lose her job, we should lose our jobs because we're out decrying and calling out white privilege.
But she's doing something shitty. She's saying,
so are we. You're hurting white people. You're being racist to white people.
You know what? I do want to go out there and make racists feel bad, though. I do want to marginalize you. I want you to feel embarrassed for what you say. We want to drive these fucking KKK dickbags back into the woods. Put your hoods back on. We do want you to feel ashamed. My God, you're racist.
Wait, do you think calling out and shaming racist actions and words is equivalent to challenging the real phenomenon in this country of toxic white privilege?
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, now we know exactly where you're coming from.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Go start your fucking KKK robe, dickhead.
He said, whites who become drug addicts due to the broken homes they came from and the abuses they have endured. You notice that it's the whites.
Right.
It's the whites. Black drug addicts.
They belong in
are
jail,
thugs,
Pat.
Are thugs who belong in jail.
Ooh.
Because they're subhumans who can't not keep themselves off drugs. But the white ones are products of broken homes because he probably thinks because of the cuckification of males. We didn't get that far.
Oh, right. Nobody's a cuck yet. Nobody's cucking.
He says, our own races seem to be each race's biggest enemy if we are being philosophical.
Oh, my God.
We're our own worst enemies. Well, you know, I don't know.
You can't call out racism because then you're being a racist.
Well, and he's again, minimizing racism by saying, well, black people are their own problem in this country. We're our own race's problems if you want to be philosophical about it. No, you know, white people are a problem to black people in this
country. Absolutely, yes.
A lot of them.
Yes.
And the system and the culture.
It's kind of crazy that you even have to say that. I mean, slavery. White people brought black people over to this country against their will, enslaved them, and made them build our country. Right?
Wow. So I said so many logical fallacies. It's impossible to reason with you. You seem to think that because white poor drug addicts exist, there's no white privilege.
Yeah.
What about the poor whites?
Shit. What about them?
I said there are plenty of suffering whites, but one thing they haven't suffered in this country is systemic cultural racism.
Right. That's always that. See, that's the bonus. Nobody goes after you for your skin color if you're white.
I said, send one of the poor white people you referenced into a store alongside a black person. Let's see who gets followed.
Yeah.
Look up redlining. Look up how our current quality of life laws are still being applied unfairly to people of color. White privilege is very real.
Yes. Yes. God, where did this fucking troll come from?
I think he's Canadian, too. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, suck a dick, dickhead.
About what's going on. I mean, you should be more enlightened up there. You've got it good up there.
You're propping up a racist. How would you defend Roseanne to your friends of color? How would you do that? How could you do that? You can't.
He says, why does it have to be called white privilege? Oh,
I don't get it.
He said, we're defending systemic racist mode of thought towards white people. So here we go. By pointing out that white people have a privilege in this country, we're being racist to white people. So we
I'm a victim. I'm a big, fat fucking victim.
He's totally racist. Besides, if the system was truly rigged against them, there would be zero successful black people. There is far from zero successful black people. They worked hard in most cases and deserve every last penny of their success. Therefore, the people that aren't successful, the black people that aren't successful, are lazy.
Right, of course.
Nothing, and there's no racism keeping them down whatsoever. This guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
And a racist.
Yeah, I hope you listen to the show today. Fuck.
And thinks he isn't. That's the amazing part, is this person probably thinks he there were
he looks
too
like
many
a douche.
Too involved for to be a troll, really. So it's even more scary.
Go
if
check
he's
it out
a real guy with those real views. Yeah. He's a racist who doesn't think he is.
Yeah. That's an important point. Right. A lot of these guys don't think they're racist.
But he's all butthurt because we use the term white privilege. Again, you walk into a store with a black guy gets followed. What is that?
Racism.
I know where he would go.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what's the percentage of crime committed by black people versus white people? It's just a smart thing. You follow the black guy because more of them commit crime.
God, hey, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving if you want to check out that thread. It's really interesting.
I'm sorry to
no, I love it. I just want to make sure people go on there and read it.
But fuck, I mean,
who is he?
Some asshole. Something, the conservative bartender or something
so
on Twitter.
Dumb. The conservative bartender. Who helped you think of that, dick fuck?
You're kind of being racist against white people, dude, he said. You're kind of racist against white people, dude.
Dude. White privilege doesn't exist, dude.
So pathetic. That's what we're fighting against. And we're going to call people out like you.
Yeah. I'm going to make
fun
of
you. For your racism.
You're stupid. A big goofy smile on your face. And your
I pointed out to him
picture.
Also.
Fuck you.
I pointed out to him also that he was full of shit.
Yes.
On the Valerie Jarrett thing,
she's not black or something.
Yeah. I said,
but
a separate response.
I mean, if she wasn't black and he thought she was black and called her a monkey, that's still racist. It's still shitty. No. Roseanne called. You know what I mean?
Well, right. But why would she? Of course it was racist, because she said Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes.
Right.
What does Planet of the Apes have to do with insulting someone for being Middle Eastern, which is shitty to begin with?
Nothing. Yeah.
They're deplorable. Hillary was 100% right. They're just deplorable human beings, people.
They're children. They're fucking little babies. Little fucking Nazi baby fucks.
Join us on the Twitter and join in the combo. Feel free.
Oh yeah,
jump in, swat around racist troll a little bit.
Yeah, meet the troll. He's stupid. He uses big words. Nihilistic.
I said you read wrong information. Valerie Jarrett is black. She was born in Iran because her parents were working there. Or should we just let everyone spread that misinformation because it'll lead to mass incarcerations? I was getting a little snarky at that point.
People will though. People probably know that and probably say, well, she's not really black.
Well, that's what he says. We're calling out the racist for putting out lies. And apparently us doing that is going to lead to mass incarceration because we're being racist to white people, calling them out on their racism.
Hey, dickhead, what brand tinfoil do you use for your hat? Share it with the audience. Some other lunatics probably want to know. Do you have any tips?
Moron, so...
The tricorner aluminum foil fucking hat this guy wears.
I'm upset with myself for engaging on some level, but
it's interesting. I mean, that's interesting. I use big fucking words.
Me?
No, that guy.
Oh, I did a little bit too.
So what? But you're not wrong. You're right. This guy's a dickhead. There's a difference.
You're being racist by talking about racism. That's what's wrong with
that
country right there. He is wrong.
Yeah.
He's Canadian, but his account pretends he's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
But he's what's wrong with the country. White butthurt.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got some time left here in the big show.
That's right.
North Korea?
Ooh, yes. Are we at war with them yet? How's it going? When's the summit?
Coming up, it's going very well.
Oh, okay.
You know what's going to happen, 100%, by the way?
What?
Is that Trump is going to get there, drop his pants, jump up on the table, throw his legs up in the air, and present his hole.
Oh, absolutely.
To get a win. And yes. It's going to be a shitty, horrible deal, weaker and worse than anything Iran-related, but he's going to demand his Nobel.
Right, and he's going to prop up that fucking Kim Jong-un.
And Kim Jong-un is going to dance away from that table. Look at how I work to the stupid Americans. They're already saying, we're not getting rid of our nukes. We're not. When the North Korean says, well, our ultimate goal is also denuclearization.
Then you can meet with them, right?
No, they mean ultimate goal.
Right.
We want to denuclearize too. After South Korea makes sure that there's no nuclear threat against us, and after the United States stops aiming their missiles at us,
right.
And after the United States pulls out of South Korea.
Ooh, right. So, like, it's impossible.
Well, it's just
they're not
going to
denuclearize.
Why would Kim give up his nukes at this point?
It's not going to.
All he's got. It's all he's got. That's his bargaining chip now. He's at the nuclear table.
And then meanwhile, he gets the summit, so he gets legitimized, right? He gets to talk to the rest of the world. He doesn't get to look like a power hungry dictator that's committing all these human rights atrocities in his fucking country, like genocide in there, right?
Yeah, and gulags where families are put in. Your your grandfather committed a crime, you're thrown in jail.
This guy doesn't need a seat at the fucking table. He's a fucking tyrant, like our Schittler.
A new U.S. intelligence assessment has concluded that North Korea does not intend to give up its nuclear weapons anytime soon.
Yeah, so what's the point of all this bullshit, Donald?
Which conflicts, everyone strap in, you're going to be shocked. Conflicts with recent statements by President Donald Trump.
Yes.
Donald's not telling the truth about something. Oh, my gosh.
But why would people believe our intelligence agencies? Because Trump comes out and he says they lie all the time. You know what I mean?
One intelligence official said everyone knows they are not going to denuclearize.
So what are you going to get out of the meeting?
But in an odd twist, a list of potential concessions by North Korea in the CIA analysis includes the possibility that Kim Jong-un may consider opening up a Western hamburger franchise in Pyongyang as a show of goodwill. No nukes. We're not getting rid of our nukes, but we'll totally let you guys open a McDonald's in Pyongyang.
Is that Andy Borowitz? Is that The Onion?
No, this is NBC News.
That can't be true.
It suggests Kim is interested in a peaceful gesture to an American president who loves fast food.
Hold on a second. So what you want is him to denuclearize. The honorable mention.
We'll give you a
McDonald's?
Yeah. Maybe a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Probably not. It's an atheist country.
Right. It's not even worth it. This is stupid. God damn.
On the nuclear question, the analysis suggests that more realistic immediate objective would be convincing Kim to walk back recent progress in their nuclear weapons program.
Okay.
But it's not clear whether only that concession will pass Trump's test now. Trump's out saying, the only thing I'm going to accept is denuclearization. Everything. I want to go to that meeting. I want him to dump his nukes out of his pockets right out there on the table.
You're going to come Hand away to with me. A fast food restaurant with a Happy Meal.
But it'll work because he'll say, no nukes for you, but we'll open a restaurant and buy you a couple of burgers. And Trump will be like, we've come up with the best deal, the most awesomest deal.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this shit that they've already destroyed, everybody agrees, is they don't need anymore. They don't need their uranium enrichment facility because they're enriching plutonium right now. I heard that yesterday. Yeah, they blew up their uranium enrichment place in front of those reporters.
Yes.
Because they don't need it anymore because they're on to bigger and better. Plutonium bombs.
Is our planet safer now?
No.
Then are you sure? How do you know?
Were you there?
Were you there? Oh, it's all so frustrating. Stupid.
The former ambassador to South Korea, Chris Hills, was on telly and said, if the North Koreans don't agree in a joint statement that lays out denuclearization, that is getting rid of their nuclear weapons, having them put under control by international elements, I don't think we're going to get very far, he right. says. Because that's what Trump is saying. And that's not going to happen.
So what are they going to do when they negotiate? They're going to have dinner. They're like, well,
yeah. Trump says, I'll walk away if I don't get what I want. But yeah. Now look what he's doing with Peña Nieto. When he talked to him on the phone
yes.
that one time, it was like, you've got to pay for the wall.
Right, right.
I told the people, it's going to be bad for me politically. Not, we need safety.
Yes.
It's bad for me politically if you don't pay for the wall.
Right. And if he knows it's bad for that person politically, why does he think they would do it? Why does he think Peña Nieto would pay for the fucking wall?
Well, and $14 billion is not a drop in any bucket for any country.
It's not like he can't pay for the wall. Imagine he goes to the Mexican people. Hey, this racist that hates us, that calls us rapists.
Right, we're going to raise your taxes
because they're scared of you.
Yeah, your taxes are going up this year because we're going to build a wall for America.
Because white people are scared of Mexicans. You got to build a wall. That's stupid. Like, that's, I don't know.
The report comes as a top nuclear expert argued in a new paper that the nuclear disarmament process in North Korea could take as long as 15 years.
Oh, my
Trump's
God.
Trump's like, I want your nukes next week.
Good Lord.
They argue that the sprawling nature of the North Korean program means it will take a long time to dismantle.
Does he think we're going to go to that summit and he's going to drive back with all their nukes on a flatbed truck or some bullshit?
And we've already admitted that one of the reasons that this bloody nose wouldn't work or whatever, or that we wouldn't be able to knock out their nukes, is because we don't know where a lot of them are. They move them
and they
put them underground. So we don't know where they are.
Yes, we don't know. Why would you bomb?
Insane. So, I have no doubt that he is going to be desperate to come away with any kind of a deal that he can crow and say, look, Obama never got a deal. Bush never got a deal. No president ever got a deal. I got a deal, and it's a great deal. And it's going to be a shitty deal.
And you know what? In the process of all this bullshit, all this grandstanding that's not even necessary, he's going to start some bullshit. He's going to start World War III.
Yeah, probably over in Iran.
Or here, you don't know, man. Something could fuck up. It's tenuous.
I mean, if there's a good sign, you do notice that somebody put a muzzle on Bolton this past week. Ever since he came out with that Libyan model bullshit, which pissed off the North Koreans. God, I wonder why they would do that. The Libyan model says, if you don't give us exactly what we want, your country's going to be overthrown. You're going to be dragged out in the streets and killed.
Right, right.
Golly, why would the North Koreans take umbrage to that statement from that Bush-faced moron?
You got to figure this Bolton is up to something, though, right? I mean, he doesn't get hired to do nothing.
Well, there are those that believe that he was out there intentionally trying to scuttle the peace talks because he wants to bomb the shit out of them.
With North Korea.
Yeah.
Yay. Perfect. I'm hiring the best people, everyone. Look.
Same with Iran.
Oh, yeah.
So, North Korea won't give up nukes, offers hamburgers as a compromise, is the headline over at Talking Points Memo.
I can't believe that. Well, how does that work? It's like our side says, Trump says, I want you to get rid of all your nuclear weapons. And Kim Jong-un is like, I have a counteroffer. What if instead of that, we'll give you we'll build a burger stand in the Capitol.
Well, I don't know that that's what it was, but I think on the list of things that North Korea is offering is, we'll open a burger stand. But denuclearization is also not on that list.
Right. So when I'm sitting here dying in a fireball of nuclear fuck hell, I'm like, at least I got a McDonald's over there.
At least Trump got a Happy Meal out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. That doesn't make any sense.
Good news?
Oh, yes.
Our formerly, I was going to say formerly sane state. The state is still sane. It's the former state.
Right.
Of crab diving, California.
Okay.
The Republican Party is in trubs.
Oh, no.
In California.
Right.
Because for the first time ever.
Yeah.
California Republican Party is now officially regulated to third party status.
Oh shit.
The amount of people registering as independents has passed the number of people registering as Republicans.
No, wait a second, Pat. What about that person running in California that camps out at Denny's and waits for trans people to go in the bathroom and then she whips out her selfie stick?
I'm not saying it's zero.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny, man. Fuck the GOP, baby.
According to the data, the California Republican Party is now outnumbered by independent voters by 73,000 people.
Oh, shit.
The new figures come as the state looms large in a national battle for the House, with a handful of Republican-held seats poised to play a pivotal role in November. The California Republicans are scared shitless.
Nah.
Daryl Issa bailed,
right?
He was one of the snakes that slithered away. He's quitting.
Yeah, you coward.
He knows he might get beat.
You fucking coward. Is there a similar situation here in Florida with that, or?
Sadly, no.
No, we still have Republicans. Okay.
Florida might surprise, though. I don't know. I have hope that the cities will save us.
Right.
There you go. Good news, I guess.
And California's doing great, right? That state's running well.
California's trying to figure out what to do with their budget surplus right now.
Wow, look at that. And what do they have?
Which turned out to be larger than they thought it would be.
That's what happens when you get rid of most Republicans.
Honestly, you tax the rich. Yes.
When you get rid of Republicans, look what happens.
And give the Democrats a supermajority to do everything they want.
Yeah. How evil.
I didn't see this one. There's too many of them. 45 most astonishing lines from Trump's national speech.
Yeah, there's some funny ones. I looked through them too.
We love Tennessee? We love Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Trace won The Apprentice. Trace is a winner. I love country music.
I love that.
This is a big crowd of people. There's a lot of people. We keep hearing he can't get 20. We all kept hearing he can't get 270. How sad.
He's still talking about that electoral win, man. It's like, Trump, you're bragging about a gross perversion of our system. You lost. You lost a popular vote, dickhead.
We are truly making America great again. Look at all those hats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I read that.
We are truly making America great again. Look at all those hats. Oh, he's our president.
That's why that hamburger stand is a good move by Kim Jong-un. Oh, we didn't get a deal, but look at that big, beautiful McDonald's smack dab in the middle of North Korea. Yay.
Holy fuck.
That's amazing. Yeah, God.
In all fairness, I'm no fan of crazy Bernie Sanders. I'm no fan, but I want to tell you he got screwed.
Screwed.
Partially true, but, you know, not enough to warrant voting for you over Hillary Clinton.
Good God. Sidebar. This fucking airport shuttle just went by. You know how much it is to get a ride to the airport here? $5.
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking cheap. Shit.
Stay away from Pensacola, everybody, so everything stays cheap here.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay the fuck out.
Damn, can I take that airport shuttle and ride it to the fucking airport and then go somewhere else that's not the airport? It's nearby? $5?
They don't check your ticket.
Oh, yeah?
As long as you pay your $5, they don't give a shit.
Right, right, okay.
And you're white, so you'll never be challenged.
Yay!
Here in Pensacola.
I got white skin.
Oh, that was racist of me.
Oh, it's very racist.
Sorry, I offended all my white brethren.
Roseanne Barr calls a black person an ape on Twitter, and you're not allowed to call out her racism.
I'm being racist by calling her out on her racism and being not nice about it.
Yes.
I heard his little fifis.
Oh, yes. Apparently, how dare you?
His white
fifis. You heard his fifis.
I did.
What does it do when Roseanne Barr and all her fucking evil fucking followers, she's like, oh, look at that monkey over there. Don't you think that hurts some fifis? Of course.
Well, and they're saying Valerie Jarrett, oh, look, she can't handle it, blah, blah, blah. Everything she said last night was, I don't care what this idiot said. Basically, yes. I'm paraphrasing. She said it much more diplomatically.
Most people can handle Roseanne.
Than I did. She's like, you think Valerie Jarrett hasn't been called racist terms in her life?
Yes.
She was in the Obama administration and black. Of course
she was riddled
with racist bullshit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So she said last night, I'm fine.
Yes.
She goes, I'm fine. I worry about the people in the Starbucks, the person walking down the street, the people in elevators who won't get in an elevator because there's a black person on it.
And that's why when ABC canceled her, they exercised some responsibility a little bit. I mean, they did put the show on the air in the first place.
Correct, and they knew what they were getting.
Yeah.
They were gambling.
Right,
maybe
right.
We can keep her under wraps. Maybe she won't be a racist, misogynist, or no, she's not a, well, I don't know. She's a racist, xenophobe, lunatic, who is putting out, this today she tweeted a Q-chan tweet.
A what?
Not 4chan, QAnon.
Oh my
tweet.
God. But dude, like, I mean, I do think ABC, they knew they were putting on a show whose purpose was to tell the MAGA side of Donald Trump. And the MAGA side of Donald Trump is racism. It's pure fucking racism.
In
that, ABC deserves no praise. Deserves no praise, because had they not put that fucking show on the air, we wouldn't have this situation. So quit giving them a warm fucking blowjob for canceling the fucking show. It's stupid.
Well, yeah.
They don't deserve fucking shit. They put it on the air. They're trying to normalize Shitler. How do you think people... show's over.
We gotta get going.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com, and your favorite apps and all that shit.
Yay!
Leave us thumbs up and good reviews and everything. We appreciate those that do.
Danke.
We love you a long time. Buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
We get paid!
And Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy, stand-up type, somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Or always, you can check out his website at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow with more, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Never-ending bullshit.
Bye-bye.
I'm here. I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.